The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Susan Hassig joins us now, a friend, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Morning, Dr. Hassig. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. I hope you had a good Christmas.
I did. Did you?
I did, yes.
Did you get anything nice?
Family and grandkids. Pardon me?
Did you get anything nice?
Santa was very good to me.
Yeah, I got coal. But it's better than
getting next year.
Yeah, it's better than getting a cold, isn't it?
Absolutely, or the flu.
See how I tied that in? That's pretty clever, huh?
Very clever.
Well, let's not get crazy. I did get an alert from Nola Reddy, I think it was, and I'm trying to find it,
yes.
Telling me about flu vaccines and flu in the city, I think it was. Tell me about that, Dr. Hassig.
Yeah, well, Nola Reddy is the mechanism for the city to communicate all sorts of important messages to the public about, you know, precautionary boil water orders, all sorts of things. And I was quite pleased to see that come across my phone as well. I think it was a response to the information that's been coming out about the apparent policy of the head of Department of Health and Hospitals regarding flu vaccines and COVID vaccines and the apparent intent of them to de-emphasize communicating about them. Dr. Jenna Vegno, the director of New Orleans Public Health, put out a notice a few days ago now, in response to the first story that came out on this, and made a very strong statement about how New Orleans would do everything they could to ensure that their citizens had access to appropriate and necessary vaccines. And I think this was just a little reminder about that. Flu is very high right now in Louisiana. And it was a timely announcement, given we were heading right into the holiday season.
I think this illustrates, and Doctor, I don't mean to bring you into this political morass at all, but I think it illustrates the difference between campaigning and governing. When you campaign, you can tell people what they want to hear. When you govern, you have to do what is in the best interest of everyone. And I think anybody that knows politics will tell you there's a big difference when it comes to campaigning and governing. When it comes to science, it doesn't matter whether it's a campaign or a holding office. The science is what the science is. And I'm reading from a story here from WWNO, Rosemary Westwood. Says a group of high-level managers of the Louisiana Department of Health walked into a November 14th meeting in Baton Rouge expecting to talk about outreach and community events. Instead, they were told by an assistant secretary in the department and another official that department leadership had a new policy. Advertising or otherwise promoting the COVID, influenza, or Mpox vaccines and established practice there and at most other public health entities in the U.S. must stop. So it's one thing maybe to not be such an advocate, but it's another one to outright stop talking about vaccines. And actions have consequences, Doctor. And what kind of consequences do you fear as a result of this? I don't know how you can view it as anything other than a political decision by the Louisiana Department of Health to appeal to the hard right and the anti-vaxxers. Thoughts?
Well, I think it's, from a public health perspective, it's very misguided. Vaccines have, since their arrival, been one of the most effective ways we have of preventing and reducing disease burden and even death in a population. And to target a disease that flu, which is something that comes around every year, really is circulating all the time, but peaks in the winter season for us, is really short-sighted. It's a disease that has the most severe impact on the very young and the not so young in our population. And so it's really important that we have high levels of vaccination in those groups, but really in the entire population, to keep that burden as low as it possibly can be. And it's, I'm just really disappointed that they appear to be taking this steps based upon what is non-scientific misinformation.
I'll say it. It's a political step to appeal to the national hard right is what it is, and the anti-vaxxer movement and President Trump and his appointment of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is an anti-vaxxer. Let's just face it. You don't want to say it. I understand that. I'll say it for you,
well,
okay?
Well, the appointed head of hospital
Louisiana Surgeon General, Ralph Abraham,
is also a anti-vaxxer.
Right.
Certainly anti-COVID vaxxer.
Well, we spent an hour, and I would advise people or suggest that if they like, if they have an open mind, they go back and download the Odyssey app or go to WWL.com and click on my name, because we did an interview with a reporter, a New York Times reporter, who wrote a book about RFK Jr. and the measles vaccine in Samoa and young toddlers that died needlessly because of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s foolishness with the measles vaccine, and going on to say that when the measles outbreak did occur, that it was actually caused by the vaccine, which is this through the looking hole or however, whatever the Alice in Wonderland kind of logic is.
The looking glass,
through the looking glass, it makes absolutely no sense at all. And young toddlers died as a result. And it can be dangerous. And I'm not trying to be political. I'm trying to be scientific about this. We'll talk more when we come back with Dr. Susan Hassig. I don't want to take her where she doesn't have to go, but I'll be free to speak my mind when we return. All right, 727 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Susan Hassig, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Somebody texted in and said, Tommy, you're showing your ignorance. RFK Jr. is not an anti-vaxxer. He simply wants vaccine transparency. And you well know the credibility level of New York Times reporters. They write smears and propaganda, not journalism. The reporter's name is Brian Deer. He worked with the London Times. He's an investigative journalist and author of The Doctor Who Fueled the World, about this fraud that wrote the fraudulent story, faked the research about the measles vaccine. What's the English Lancet rejected it completely. And he's been discredited. He moved to Austin, set up a cottage industry. Dr. Hassig, tell me a little bit about your education, if you would, please.
Certainly. I have a undergrad degree in sciences, biology, chemistry. I went and got my master's in public health. I then went on and got my doctorate in epidemiology. The latter two focusing primarily on infectious diseases in my optional coursework. Since then, I worked for international and state, local, and even federal agencies until I joined the faculty of the School of Public Health more than 20 years ago.
So where the hell do you get off thinking you know about vaccines and infectious diseases?
I know. You know, it's just silly. I Googled it, and then I knew everything I could possibly
That's
know.
That's the point I'm making, Dr. Hassig. Tell people, I know we're running out of time here, but, you know.
That's okay, Thomas.
Have consequences. Politics and science make for strange bedfellows. It never works out. Just a final word about why people should get, and look, you know, do what you want. You people do what you want. It's your life. But tell people about the flu vaccine and how important it is that they get it, please.
The flu vaccine is a well-designed, well-researched, safe, and very effective product that will keep your kids and your beloved elder family members healthier in this winter season. It's painless. It really doesn't hurt. And the flu virus keeps changing every year. It's one of those that keeps changing. So that's why you need a new vaccine shot every year. It's really, really important. It's a little thing to ask to help protect your family, friends, and loved ones, and your whole community. Do it.
And you call yourself tropical disease and infectious disease specialist. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Dr. Hassig, thank you for getting me and my sense of humor and my sardonic, sarcastic sense of humor, y'all.
I love satire in the morning.
Just trust the experts. That's all I can say when it comes to your health and the family's health and so forth. Thank you, Dr. Hassig. Have a happy new year, okay?
You too, Tommy. Take care.
You too. If you go to WWL.com, you can find a story about Brian Deere and the anti-vaxxers, a cult or a movement, and RFK Jr., and the facts and what happened in Samoa, if you like, if you have an open mind. If not, believe what you want and do whatever you want. I can't change that.